937.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. It's Stephanie with you in the studio tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad that you're here with us today. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-FREE, as in 3733. And you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And we were talking about nudity, Brian. We barely scratched the surface of this article. We barely peeled
the
back the first layer.
Yeah.
Scratched the bum of this article.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's nudity provides health benefits for your body and brain. The questions are, is clothing crushing us? Are we trapped in tomb-like textiles, exiling our flesh from experiencing the environment? Are we atrophying our epidermis, our senses, our neurointelligence?
Wow, that's a great question. I'm curious to hear more about this.
Yeah, those are heavy.
So what kind of health benefits can one expect by shedding one's clothing on a regular basis?
You know, first thing, before I even read those, the thing that came to my mind is that if we were meant to, like, wear... You know, if we were meant to wear long johns or something, don't you think we would have evolved them?
Well, I
would have been
a
lot hairier.
Yeah.
I think that humans, when you take a look at these frozen cave guys, they'll often have clothing on them. And so the question is when did we start wearing apparel? Probably about the time we started getting cold, you know, and...
Yeah, which would have been, for Pan Sapiens, that would have been around, you know, 50,000 BC.
Okay.
Are you talking about an ice age or something?
No, well, I'm referencing the fact that when Pan Sapiens started to go north,
okay,
was around that time frame. But otherwise, before then, they were in Africa.
Surely it gets cold at night in Africa sometimes, and if you have...
Yeah, but then that's a reason in a tribal culture to just huddle up on each other.
I suppose.
Or build a fire.
Yeah, or build a fire.
Okay. It's just as, I suppose, or to get the skin of an animal that has been killed. And, you know, leather is useful for other things besides clothing, too. It might have just been there as, like, some kind of carpeting or whatever. I don't know, part of a tent.
Sure. I mean, even if you look at it from a conservative standpoint, i.e. Christian, we were never meant to wear clothing then either. I mean, we just never were. In fact, like, when that first lamb that died, that God killed personally to put clothes on Adam and Eve, that was the first death recorded in history. So I don't think we were meant for that, even in a conservative standpoint. But this actually has real, because those are fairy tales, this has actual real, reasonings as to why.
Tell us why.
Yeah, one of them is born free. There's a list of them, which is pediatricians agree that infants thrive with a daily dose of naked time because the unhampered range of motion aids brain development, stimulating neuron growth.
I think that's true because, you know, skin, as we all know, has nerve endings. It's the largest organ in the body, and it is a sensory organ that's perceiving things about environment, whether that's moisture, temperature, touch, other things.
Sure.
You know, and that's important, and that does send signals to your brain and could aid in neural development. So
right.
You can see that for sure.
Exactly. And you say, well, that's just infants, but if neuroplasticity pioneer Michael M. Mersenich, that everything that you can see happen in a young brain can happen in an older brain.
Mm-hmm.
So if it works for an infant, it should work for you, you know, as far as development of the brain.
You know, there's also the aspect of touch. I mean, babies, newborns, who sleep with adults actually can get somehow connected to the adult's breathing, and it helps them regulate their own breathing, and it helps them not develop SIDS, you know, the sudden infant death syndrome where they kind of stop breathing. And there's also, you know, those studies about infants who were raised in these orphanages and never really got touched, and what happens to their IQ and their
sociopathy
development
involved.
Of empathy.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, touch for babies is really, really important, and there's lots of science that's behind that.
Yes.
And I think it's not just important for babies. You know,
yeah, and it's not even just like human touch. I mean, it's like, it's touch with the environment, touch with, and you know, it's an interesting thing. I mean, this is kind of off the side, but a lot of people talk about how a lot of modern technology is designed very smooth. It's practically inhuman, like there's no texture to it. And that, you know, is that like eliminating or is it weakening our senses to some degree?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel from San Francisco has a theory on being less hairy. Do you guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk to Daniel. Hi, you're on Free Talk Live, Daniel.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Doing well.
Totally hypothetical. I have not given this much thought. It just popped into my head.
Don't worry, it's fine.
Okay, so it's my understanding that testosterone is associated with both more hair and more aggression. And it may be that the loss of human hair was just a byproduct of selection for cooperation.
Huh, that's an interesting idea.
And another thought is that the weather
I'm curious.
Your genes change.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's certainly true.
Weather changes more quickly than genetics.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know, about the testosterone, I wonder if anybody's ever compared. I'm sure there have to be measurements of testosterone in different types of apes per body weight and so
forth
compared to humans, right?
Yeah.
I really don't know, but you would imagine so.
Yeah, exactly. That's interesting.
Well, those are interesting points. Now, the second one actually kind of, I think, leads into this because it talks about body hair. And that's it's weakened bodies, and it says a 2003 University of Reading study entitled A Naked Ape Would Have Fewer Parasites posits that humans evolved hairlessness to reduce parasite loads, especially ectoparasites that may carry disease. Unfortunately, the garments we wear can be a breeding ground for these same things that we became hairless for.
So ironic, yeah.
Yeah.
It can be. I mean, you probably should. It's common in American culture to wash those garments on a daily basis, eliminating some of the parasite problems. But
sure.
You know, and you should wear socks with your shoes. That's another, bit of advice I've got because you can, you know, whatever the problem was with yesterday with your foot is only going to be worse tomorrow if you don't wear socks with your shoes.
Well, you know, that's interesting about the evolution of hairlessness because if you think about it, we're not really hairless. There are places on our bodies where we have hair. So our heads, you know, perhaps that's for
God
warmth.
God put them there for the purposes of privacy.
Ah.
Privacy?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to go, guys.
Daniel, thanks for the call. That was great.
Well, that was the best sign-off that I've heard yet.
It was 8:55.
I actually had a preacher suggest that that's the reason for pubic hair, is to cover one's parts.
I would have to grow a lot of hair.
There you go, Brian.
That's all I'm going to say.
But, you know, there are people who have suggested that, you know, like armpits and pubic area are places of pheromone secretion, and those pheromones carry information about your genetics. And people want to find a partner who has genetic diversity compared to themselves, and somehow you can tell that by the pheromones that people release, and, you know, you're smelling it and processing that information on kind of a subconscious level, and that the hair is there to hold those pheromones in or something like that so that that information can be conveyed.
If people want somebody who's genetically, very diverse from them, why is it that that we seem to see, even in babies, sort of aversions to other races?
Okay, so there is a tension between sort of this aspect of tribalism and genetic diversity.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be with somebody from your immediate family because that probably wouldn't be great for production of offspring that have a lot of genetic diversity. But people also have this desire to stick together with those who look like them because, in a way, that is sort of preserving some of their genes in a tribal society. So those two are kind of at odds with each other. Nowadays, in America anyway, which is pretty diverse, I guess, culturally, racially, about one out of every seven couples is of mixed race. So, you know, I think that's a pretty high amount, you know.
Pretty high number. Yeah. I just wonder what they're using as their numbers. I mean,
I used to think I was white, now I don't. Yeah. So are you in an interracial relationship? Probably questions like that.
Yeah.
But you're right. What does that even mean? Like, what defines a race? And that's you know, to a large extent, that's a social construct, you know.
Yeah, it's just what people think it is.
Exactly, exactly. So, okay, there's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind. Tell us why we're hairy or not. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. It's me, Stephanie, here with you in the studio tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can visit our website, which is freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for a way to help Free Talk Live, if you appreciate what we do and you want an easy way to say thank you to Free Talk Live by sending us essentially a free tip without having to do anything except do your normal shopping on sites like Amazon and Newegg, then you can feel welcome to visit shop.freetalklive.com. That provides a portal to those other websites. You can even bookmark it for easy access. And what happens then if you enter through Free Talk Live's gateway is that we'll get a percentage of whatever you purchase. We'll actually eat. Ian and Mark will get a percentage of what you purchase. And, you know, it really helps Free Talk Live out. So consider taking a moment to do that at shop.freetalklive.com. And, okay, 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
If you've considered getting some storable food for some kind of emergency situation, you should go to food.freetalklive.com. You never know what kind of emergency situation might crop up, whether it's unemployment or some kind of fiscal collapse or a weather emergency that can cause a blackout that can go on for weeks, frankly. And it's a good idea to have some insurance in that area. If you are going to get stored food, Legacy Premium, the Legacy Premium brand is the best one you can get. It's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free food for half, on average, of the cost of the competition in the stored food arena. It's less than $1.50 a meal. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the chart that we have there that compares the Legacy Premium brand to their competition. Now, I'd like to point out that much of their competition, it's more difficult to claim that their food will last the full 25 years because, you know, maybe they don't have the right amount of sealant along the Mylar pouch, or maybe they don't have an oxygen absorber in there, or they didn't flush it with nitrogen in order to drive out all the oxygen. They do all that with the Legacy Premium brand. It's the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders, vegetarian and gluten-free options. It's food.freetalklive.com.
All right. Gentlemen, let's go to the phones. Rob is on the line listening in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call, first of all. And
sure thing.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
And I got a rather unusual situation, I think. It comes to a point where cash is no longer a legal tender, apparently.
Tell me more about that.
I've got two motorcycles that were picked up at my residence in Sarasota, Florida, taken to the Tampa Bay area about 90 miles from my residence. I racked up about $800 in repairs, and I'm willing to pay for the bikes. I want them back. They're free and clear. There's about $35,000 worth of motorcycles there, two bikes. And they said that, I said, just send them back to the house. I'll pay you cash. They said, you can't pay in cash. I said, well, I'll get you a check. They said, well, we won't take a check. You have to pay for them with a card or a debit card or whatever. I'm a disabled vet. I won't be in bankruptcy. I don't have a check. I don't have a charge card. I don't have a debit card. I said, I'll get you a cashier check, or how about a money order? They said, no. I said, I'll pay you cash. He said, we can't do it. You have to pay for the bikes before they leave to the place of business.
Wow, that's weird.
Wow.
Very strange.
Yeah, that is strange.
I placed the order to have them delivered Tuesday morning, but they said you have to either come here or do it over the phone. And I think this kind of put me out of place, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And they have your bikes, so it's not like you can just take them somewhere else.
No, they serviced them. I owe them $800. I got the cash here. I went to the bank and got the cash for them. I think they'd rather have cash, $850 in cash. They apparently don't trust the driver. Or that's the way they do their business. They just want a debit card or a charge card.
That's kind of weird. I mean, because most people, I think, today want, you know, the quote-unquote cold hard cash, because the credit card companies are such a mess to deal with.
Yeah, they're going to charge a 3 to 5% fee on top of what they're charging.
Right. So. Yeah, wow, this is crazy.
So what do you think what's your plan, Rob? What do you think you're going to do about it?
I probably, if they don't show up here Tuesday morning, I'm going to call two people, actually. One of the police to report them that they stole my bike. They're free and clear. I mean, they're probably going to hold them and try to sell them. Or the other thing, I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau. I don't know where else to go with it.
Yeah, Mark, do you have any tips for him? Or?
I can't even imagine what I would do in this circumstance. I would ask them what I could do.
I have a suggestion. Do you have any like friends that you could maybe ask to, hey, would you be willing to pay for this with your credit card and I could give you some cash?
Yeah, I can do that. I mean, that is an alchemy. I can do that. You know what I'm saying? But I find it to be, you know, on top of that, I have a car also with my water pumps out. So that's going to the shop too. So I'm here without a card or a bike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's really disconcerting.
I think calling the Better Business Bureau is actually a pretty good idea. I mean, because if a company's not willing to work with you like that, you know, where you've got the cash, and I mean, at least, or if anything, the Better Business Bureau could maybe find out why exactly they think.
As a business owner, I would like somebody, before they call the Better Business Bureau, to call back a second time and try to deal
sure.
at least with another customer service
sure.
representative, or ask for a manager, or ask for me in order to be able to figure things out. Because you may just have gotten somebody on a bad day who's like, nope, sorry, can't help, man. Nope, sorry, can't help.
yeah.
Nope,
yeah.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, good point.
I can hear you there, but I already spoke to him twice. It was a service writer. But then I left message with the general manager.
Yep.
But I said, if you'd like to show you Tuesday morning, that's what I will do. I'll put on another card and then take it to the Better Business Bureau from there.
Yeah, I don't see that there's anything else you have to do if you make two calls.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck, Rob. Thank you for your call. I hope it works out for you. Let us know how it goes. Thank you. And you can call us at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, or Skype us at lrn.fm. So I guess we're back to hearing more about why nudity is good for your health.
Yeah.
You know, Brian, I wanted to bring up, I wonder if the article says something about this, but a while ago I heard something about how just tight clothing in general, but like in particular bras, because a lot of women wear bras and they can be pretty tight. You
know,
like tight
and if you're not wearing them, they can flood houses.
You know, there was an interesting article that came out recently that said, in fact, that bras don't help breasts stay sort of upright over a long period of time. Are you familiar with this article, Stephanie? This just sounds like it's totally up your alley.
Yeah, no, I...
sounds up my alley. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because you would look at this kind of thing.
Well, you know, it's true. I mean, like, gravity takes effect regardless of whether your boobs are being held up by a bra or not. So, and the perkiness, if you will, I guess, depends on some ligaments that are in the skin of women's breasts. And, you know, inevitably they change over time. You know, smoking can make them less elastic and various other things. And then, of course, there's the weight of the actual breasts hanging on them. So
exercise, essentially, those ligaments having to work is what makes them better and makes them sort of hold up, and that the study showed that women who don't wear bras, this was they did this in France, by the way, women who don't wear bras were able to maintain a level of perkiness higher than women who do.
Oh,
I wonder if there's some level of...
Almost like glasses make your vision worse over time, right, or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's all interesting.
There's something to be said
for... This is a self-selected group, though.
Yeah.
Is it that smaller-breasted women are more likely to go without a bra?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, what I had heard was that they interrupt the flow of lymph, and so that can cause, cancer issues because stuff is not getting to the lymph nodes where
sure,
it needs
or
to
even
be.
Just impeding breathing.
855-450-FREE here at Free Talk Live. Tell us what you think about clothing. There's more coming up.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
I keep looking at Mark because he's sitting in the middle.
That's not why you look at Mark.
That's right, Brian. It's because he looks great in heels. Anyway, you can call us at 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And you can also get in touch with us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact.
Speaking of dressing in women's clothes, Man Venture
Outpost. I can't wait to hear what this is.
This is my segue here. ManVentureOutpost.com. Sounds like they only have items for men, but it's not true. They've got plenty of apparel items for women, too. So if you're looking for outdoor equipment for the wife or girlfriend, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, whatever it might be, ManVentureOutpost.com has it. They have rock-bottom prices. You can count on it. Every time I've ever bought anything from ManVentureOutpost.com and done any kind of comparison, they're always the lowest I've been able to find. But I think it's safe to say rock bottom prices at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned. You can trust them. I've always done great business with them. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. Yeah, I guess you do need some clothing in this world where Homo pansapiens have gone north and our hairiness no longer protects us.
It's just pansapiens.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Anyway, Brian, why don't we hear more about this clothing article? I was just, you know, making an offhand comment in the last segment about how I have heard that bras and other any tight clothing actually can constrict the flow of lymph, which is
right.
Basically just the fluid that carries immune cells and helps your immune system find attackers and cancer cells and fight them off. And so if the flow is being impeded, then things that need to be destroyed by the immune system don't get to the lymph nodes, and then it can be bad news for your health. And I've also heard about men and their fertility, and like the testicles are outside of the body for a reason, not outside of the body, but outside of the abdomen for a reason, because they need to be kept cool. And
yeah,
so
really snug.
If men wear constrictive briefs or something like that, their fertility can go down, actually.
Yeah, really, it does mention that. All that's under the weakened body subheader, which is where we left off, saying that you know, anything tight really keeps you from breathing. It talks about the lymph, and also, of course, that parts are on the outside to keep them cool, and that when you wear something snug, it lowers the sperm count and fertility in general.
Isn't evolution an amazing thing?
It is. Well, God did it. I mean,
all right. Anyway, I think somebody has some advice for the previous caller about his motorcycle predicament. Let's talk to Steve listening in Idaho. Hey, Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The gentleman with the problem with his accepting his cash. By law, they have to accept that cash. It is legal tender. And he can call the Attorney General's office, and there are laws on the book concerning that.
Now, I have a question about that, because I thought legal tender was when there was a judgment made in court or something like that for all debts, public and private. Were you guys familiar with this?
Well, I would say that the business has to accept the cash, and I would have said the same thing that the caller did, but I don't think they have to accept it where you want them to accept, where this gentleman wants them to accept it. So they may have rules that, look, these bikes have to be paid for before they leave the shop, and since he's a disabled veteran and has a difficult time traveling, basically, I think it was up to Brandon or something like that, so it's another,
right,
like 60 miles from his house or that kind of thing. He's effectively unable to pay in cash because he cannot travel there, but he is sort of philosophically able to pay in cash because he could go to their site and pay.
Mm.
Okay, because I was thinking, yeah, if they're refusing his cash directly, they cannot do that. It's just absolutely illegal. So he's got a transportation issue. I misunderstood that.
Yeah.
So maybe a friend can do it for him. Hopefully. Thank you so
hopefully.
Much.
Yeah, hopefully. Thanks for calling in, Steve. I appreciate your call tonight. And you can get in touch with us at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and back to the article about nudity being healthy. This actually, the next section, there's a bunch of subheaders on it. And the next one is something that you and I can speak to, Stephanie.
Uh-oh.
And it's well, no. nothing like that. but barefoot medicine.
Oh, yes.
Right.
We
and actually, yeah, right now, Stephanie and I are actually wearing barefoot simulating shoes.
Mm-hmm. These are the shoes with the five fingers. They look more like a glove than a shoe. And these are my favorite shoes, I have to be honest. You know, they're very comfortable, not only for athletic activities, but just for walking around. And I actually prefer to be barefoot. You know, usually I take my shoes off at home or in my own home or whatever.
Right.
But if I can't be barefoot, these are the next best thing.
Yeah, and according to the article, it says going shoeless is now recognized as an anti-Alzheimer's brain-boosting activity because the sole sensation entices your brain into growing extra efficient neuron connections. They believe skipping shoes increases brain flexibility and youthfulness, and many podiatrists now advise going barefoot as much as possible.
I've had a doctor recommend for athlete's foot barefootedness, too, that basically the fungi, which cause athlete's foot, and I think it's the same one for jock itch, as I...
I think it can be, right? A candida.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to. Only you are concerned what the name of the fungus is.
Well, it's a common
Dr. Murphy.
Yeah.
But basically, that if you let the sun shine in, that the fungus can't handle it,
yeah,
because fungus like dark, wet places.
Right.
And so if your foot is bare, you're more likely to, it's more likely to be dry. And it's, of course, lit, so you're going to get rid of basically something that you just can't get rid of otherwise. And I guess this is true for Jock Itch, too. I don't know how what angle you have to point your nether regions at the sun, how long or anything. And like, I think that there's, you know, inherent problems there, but it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you go barefoot, there is always the risk that you're shedding that fungus all over whatever carpet you're walking on, and then somebody else could pick it up later if they're going barefoot, right?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean,
it's important to be responsible in shedding your clothing.
Yes, I would say that's correct.
Yeah.
But I believe it, you know, and fungus, you know, fungal infections on your feet are also kind of a related to your immune system, like if your immune system is weakened, or if you're not getting a lot of blood flow to your feet because of diabetes or something like that, or atherosclerosis, like your blood vessels are kind of blocked, then you're more likely to get those things. So just overall health can affect it too.
Yeah. The next one is Tolerant Views. A University of Central Florida 2008 study of 384 participants concluded that pro-nudity students were significantly more accepting of other religious groups and gays and lesbians when compared to the anti-nudity students. They were also less prejudiced towards ethnically dissimilar
Why are people
others.
Anti-nudity?
Yeah.
I mean, what? I mean, I'm against being cold.
Yeah.
I'm against people seeing my belly, but I don't. I mean,
but you know, I think
I'm expecting Axia 30 to take care of that. By the way, but I don't. You know, what is it that one might have against just nudity in general?
It's going to cause the downfall.
If I worked for Tommy Hilfiger or JCPenney, I would be against nudity.
Because they sell clothes?
Because I'd be out of business.
Right, I gotcha.
You know, except for maybe out of 2 months out of the year.
Nude people do wear clothing.
No,
they
right.
They probably have just as much clothing as everybody else.
I do so with much chagrin, but anyway, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what their, you know, what their criteria was at this study. There's a link to it. What the criteria was is how are you defined as anti-nudity? You know, what does that mean? Like that you don't think a woman can walk around with her top off? Which that raises. I mean, Facebook is technically anti-nudity.
Yeah, and there's a difference between being anti-nudity for yourself and for somebody else, right?
Right.
How far does that belief extend?
Yeah,
right?
But it's a good question. What does it mean, anti-nudity? Let's see. Another one is soothe away your crazies. Massage is recognized as a therapeutic treatment for mental health issues like depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolarism, borderline personality disorder, or learning difficulties, low self-esteem. The skin stimulation of massage, improving blood flow and detoxifying the lymph system, is duplicated by the warmth, freedom, and improved circulation generated in nakedness.
That's so being nude is like getting a massage.
It's like getting a massage all the time.
Imagine that.
Day and night.
Well, we learn something new here every night on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our number here. One more segment coming up. Still time for your calls if you make them. This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
The ninth annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And this is the last segment of the show, but there's still time for your calls if you make them at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Of course, Free Talk Live is live every single night of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can tune in any night of the week, and if you miss a show, you can check out the archives posted freely available, by the way, right at the top of the page at freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live has a SoundCloud page, so if you want to follow Free Talk Live on SoundCloud, it's just soundcloud.com/freetalklive. Keep up with us on Facebook and Twitter, too. We'd love to have you join us more frequently, and you can find out how to get in touch with us on social media at news.freetalklive.com. And are we ready to go back to the phones, gentlemen?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's talk to Robert in Vermont. Hey, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you tonight?
Doing great.
Great, great. This is the second time you guys have brought up nudity on the show, and I feel I need to ask this question. Have you guys talked about, or have the members of Free Talk Live talked about, doing the show in the nude?
I don't think that's ever been a topic of discussion. We do have cameras here in the studio that are going, and so
yeah.
I would think that, A, everybody would benefit from Stephanie doing it, and you don't care anything about us doing it. But, B,
well, supposedly it's for my health, right?
Right. It's for everybody's health.
We're talking about, that this would be beneficial to your health, so I'm thinking, geez, maybe I better throw away all my underwear then.
Right on. I'd do it. I'll do the show. Now.
I don't think that the service provider of our video would allow that to be done.
I see. Isn't there a naked news channel or something? There's some website where they do a newscast and it's people in the nude.
I think I've heard of naked news.
Yeah. I think I've
all
heard
I can tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably like a tank top is the most I'm comfortable with the least I'm comfortable with wearing on the show. But definitely I love the freedom of, being kind of unrestricted and having the ability for my skin to feel what the environment is like, I think it's pretty common among humans, right? Would you say?
I would agree.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable with nudity. I mean, just for me, just generally.
For yourself.
Yeah, I don't. I'm only nude in the shower.
Okay. What about, shirtlessness?
Me? Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, but you don't consider that nudity?
Well, I guess it's partial nudity, right?
Yeah. I mean, it has degrees, right? I mean, you could wear a long-sleeved turtleneck, or, you could have, a short-sleeved shirt, or you could have a tank top or no shirt. It's kind of just varying degrees, and each one lets a little bit more skin out, and, it's really an individual's comfort level, though, so... I respect that if you want to have clothes on and everything, and I want to have clothes on too, especially now because it's pretty cold, right? So.
Well, in the cold, it makes sense, sure. It is interesting, though, that the wealthy, be it actors or whatever, pick your type of people, they pay a premium to get somewhere where they can hide and be nude. And this is a fact. They do it to get away from the paparazzi or whoever else.
They get caught.
Sometimes they still get caught. But it's an interesting thing. I mean, it's like even the people that are considered the marketeers of the clothing industry, they want to be nude too, at least sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
And out in the open at that, not just in their shower at home.
Well, I think that's interesting because, oftentimes celebrities are kind of on top of these trends and they're very interested in health. And
they're paid to create them.
Yeah. I mean, it's only... I think there is a social pressure, though, to keep clothes on and stuff.
Sure.
There is kind of a prevailing, air of, it's not appropriate to remove clothing beyond a certain level, right? And in certain situations, that's going to be different as well. But I think it's worth pointing out that if there could be health benefits and, perhaps you could do it in the privacy of your own home, what's wrong with that, right? Get a little more freedom in your life.
Yeah.
I would say a lot of people probably practice this at home and have some kind of robe near the door or something.
Yeah, so then if so many people do it at home, then, I guess it's just really a social pressure thing that it's not done more often in public, right?
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Robert, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. And
I just wanted to see you naked, Stephanie. That's all I want.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I'm still open to,
right. But they don't want to see you naked, Ryan.
How do you know?
I bet there are some people who do want to see Brian naked.
Some?
Yeah.
Is the answer. Right. I'm talking about the sort of a generalization of the population of Free Talk Live's listeners.
So finish off this article for me, Brian.
There's some other lists. There's Financial Liberation saying that clothes are huge money and time suck with shopping.
Well, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much does this stuff cost?
I think there are lots of people.
$10 for pants at the secondhand store.
That's a secondhand store, yeah.
But, clothes are a status symbol, too, and a lot of people, know that and spend a lot of their money on clothes because they're trying to portray a certain image because of social pressure, because they feel like they need to in their career to get, to be acting appropriately or whatever. And
right.
If you didn't have to worry about that burden, perhaps you could use that money for different things. There's an opportunity cost there of buying a lot of fancy clothes.
Yeah, I mean, they say that pretty much the global market for swimsuits is expected to make $17.6 billion in the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so that's how much money's going into this, and if we just didn't wear swimsuits anymore, fine. In the winter, you got to wear clothes to stay warm. Well, how about swimsuits?
Yeah.
Perhaps the most impractical of clothes.
Yeah, wait, right. What are you pretending at that point for, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially women's.
Seriously.
Wasn't it in Heinlein's book, Puppet Masters, that he suggested that if people were forced to go nude,
they would be
everybody
healthier.
Would be much more healthy because they would have to be look more healthy?
Yeah, that was kind of like a health insurance counter. Yeah. I mean, Heinlein would go crazy. It's science fiction. So,
he could.
Yeah. but I mean, in real health...
The clothes, they are a harsh mistress.
another thing, then the last one is soak up the rays. Vitamin D deficiency is currently soaring, with up to 75% of USA teens and adults receiving insufficient amounts of the sunshine vitamin. A lack of this essential health aid is a factor in numerous ailments, including cancer, heart disease, osteoporosis, and diabetes. Anyone who bears all outside as a naturist harvests larger amounts of vitamin D in a quicker time span.
Right. You know, but I've always thought, like, aren't there, especially if you have really fair skin, like probably we on the show do, you know, aren't there certain areas that can get burned and that... That's
well, you know,
painful.
Isn't there something, like I know bodybuilders will say, okay, even like really fair-skinned ones, they'll say go out and tan for a half hour for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and then after that do it for an hour. That essentially you could build up your skin's ability to no longer be fair. And I can only think that that's healthy.
Yeah, I mean, but some people just don't tan. Like, they go straight to burn.
But even then, still
some people don't.
Yeah.
They're pretty rare.
Yeah, that would have to be a pretty serious condition, I would imagine, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe not, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Vitamin D deficiency is a real thing, and it's a first world problem, you know, because in other parts of the world, they really don't have to worry about that. But so is skin cancer, you know, and so is sun damage, you know, especially on your face or your head or your ears, and that's no joke either.
No,
so
right.
It's not like the sun is something you can never have too much of.
Yeah.
That's
well,
the point
I
wanted
mean,
we, to
we've
make.
Been getting dressed for thousands of years. I mean, it might take us a little while to adapt to where we don't need to be anymore, if one decided to go about this. There is one more, and I think this is very, very interesting.
Go ahead.
And it's about longevity. And it's, have you noticed that the furry Norway rat only lives 2 to 3 years, while the naked mole rat lives to be 28? That's a joke, of course.
Okay.
I mean, it's true, but that's a logical fallacy. It's a joke.
Right, because they're not the same animal. Like, there's a
There's no reason that one, because one has fur, it lives to be 3 years old, and because the other one's naked, it lives to be 28.
I see.
Yeah, but I thought that was funny.
And, and the furry one isn't wearing clothing.
It's wearing natural clothing.
Right. Well, I mean, we were just talking about hair on skin. I mean,
it's
still naked.
Yeah, so it's a ridiculous point, but I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's cute.
I can't even get used to the idea of sleeping nude in the bed. Like, I just, lots of people in my generation do this, and I've got no interest in it. I've got to wear, at the very least, got to wear boxers.
Have you never tried, like, when you're having a hard night? when you're having a hard time sleeping, that, you know, if you just take your clothes off, you fall asleep?
No.
Never happened?
No.
Wow.
Take a shower.
See, it works for me every time. Take a shower?
That'll, you know, kind of the warm water.
So you're still admitting that getting nude makes you fall asleep?
We haven't covered the shower thing.
Okay. Yeah, but that's a way to be comfortable with it, I guess. Or to have evaporative cooling.
Evaporative cooling.
Yeah. All right, we're done for tonight. This has been Free Talk Live with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And visit our website at freetalklive.com. Archives of the show will be posted a little later tonight. And Free Talk Live will be back in 21 hours, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for tuning in.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.